Here's your morning brief for Friday, October 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump and Joe Biden sharply differed over the White House's handling of the pandemic during last night's debate. The candidates clashed over foreign policy, health care, and immigration. Trump and Biden also traded accusations about personal ethics. Overall, their final debate featured fewer interruptions and a different tone than the first. We're exclusively reporting Walmart has sued the federal government in a preemptive strike against what the retailer says is an impending opioid-related civil lawsuit from the Justice Department. Walmart is arguing that federal agencies have no basis to seek civil damages over its pharmacy practices. The Justice Department declined to comment. And a California appeals court said Uber and Lyft must reclassify their drivers as employees under the state's new labor law. The companies would need to comply with the reclassification within 30 days of a formal ruling, which could take several weeks. Uber and Lyft are among the companies backing an Election Day ballot measure that would exempt them from the new law. For more details, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app.